Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of WrestleZone, and today I'm joined by your interim Reality of Wrestling Diamond Division champion, Mia Friday. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be catching up with you. It's been about 3 years. You have grown up, my friend, right before our very eyes. And obviously, you, like we said, you are now an interim champion in Reality of Wrestling, kind of a full circle thing for you, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I wanted to start off with some kind of non-wrestling, but it also ties in with wrestling. You are also a graphic designer as you run and own Meteora Designs. You got t-shirts, posters, stickers, logo designs, and obviously video editing. Can you tell us more about your business and the services that you offer and kind of what prompted you to start up Meteora Designs?
Oh my goodness, I am so like thank you so much for asking. Yeah, it's just I've always had a passion for like video editing, graphic design. Like I remember I was like 9 or 10, like the moment that I got a tablet, somehow I was like already teaching myself how to make like wrestling like posters and everything like that. I've always loved like doing graphic design and mixing that up with wrestling. And I don't remember where this came from, but it must have been either like my mom or my dad. Just like they're like, why don't you like start a business, you know? Like you make your own t-shirts, you make all of your own merch, you probably make some money, you know? Because I mean, you don't got no job, you're out here wrestling and going to school and everything. And I was like, you know what? Like, what's the worst that could happen? So yeah, I started doing that and it's just been awesome. I have no experience with like a business or like I had no clue what I was doing, but so to get like customers and wrestlers being like, hey, Mia, like make me some merch. I'm like, really? You trust me with that? So it's just it's really exciting for me. And it's a job that I have a genuine passion for. And I eventually wanna grow this business to where I can like have live off of that whenever I'm in college, you know, and then maybe when I'm wrestling full time when I'm out of college, you know, that could be like a full business for me. That's my goal is just to keep like growing that business.
No, I was going to ask you, and you kind of perfectly segue because right now you're in your senior year, college maybe coming up in the fall, or maybe you're taking a semester off or something. I know video editing was something that you considered doing for college. Is that something you're still aiming or planning to do for college whenever you do go, or what is your plan after, high school graduation?
Oh yeah, I remember said I always wanted to do video editing, but I decided that I wanted to go to a specific college in Houston because I just wanted to go to the college that's closest to Booker T's school. So I picked University of Houston at Clear Lake, and all they have is graphic design. I'm like, okay, shoot, I'll do that. So I'll be majoring in graphic design.
It's crazy. Like you're just naturally, like, you're just legit, like naturally gifted at it. Like you, what did you use to teach yourself? I know, obviously, there's YouTube tutorials maybe that you used to watch. I don't know. How did you tell us about the process of teaching yourself, like the graphic design work, or was it just like experimenting?
Oh yeah, I think like 10% of it was like YouTube and 90% was like trial and error. 'Cause like, you know, I've been using I still edit like on my phone and I've been using the same app for what like 5 or 6 years now. So it really is just trial and error. I hope to this day that no one ever sees what I first made when I was younger. But like I started building a foundation at a young age of like how to use these apps. And it's like my parents are like, you know, they just see me playing on my tablet. Me, I'm starting the empire. They don't even know it. So
Mia Friday is going to be a millionaire mogul in wrestling and graphic design. You're going to be a double threat, Mia. I'm so curious for you though, because I know you once considered also fashion design as a future career path, and you've been involved with music, so obviously you are very artistically inclined. So can you tell us about some of your inspirations or influences in the art realm, specifically in fashion and or graphic design?
ooh, that's a hard one. 'Cause like when I really think back onto it, like I don't know like where the love of it came from, you know? I don't like I couldn't really like tell you where it started, but like you said with music, I definitely knew that I wanted to like I think we mentioned this in the last interview. Once I started getting into rock and metal, like that's when I knew that like I wanted to actually do it. But when it comes to graphic design, I don't even know if I could really like point where that love began. Like when it came to fashion design, I think that's just because like I've always like growing up, I've always loved the idea of design. Like when it comes to just like anything, like planning something out and getting to make it how you want it and being as creative as you want and seeing it come to fruition, I just think that's a cool process in general. Like for any type of design, anyways.
Speaking of your kind of own designs, you obviously it depends on the client and in their preferences and negotiation, but when it comes to your own personal style, how would you describe your personal art style or aesthetic as Mia Friday?
Ooh, here I might need your help describing it because I always do sparkles. There's always got to be butterflies. It's
Yes.
always got to be like cutesy and either like silver or gold. Like what like I don't know, how would you describe like
So
a
I actually had this because I was going to talk about your ring gear, and it's very lively and colorful. It's sometimes galactic, but also kind of fairy-esque at the same time. You definitely have an affinity for like the pinks and the light and the lavenders and like the pastel-y colors, I feel like. But you can also go a little bit darker. Like I said, you have some like galactic inspired, like galaxy inspired gear as well, but it definitely cool colors is I seemingly your preference, like the blues, the pinks, the purples. So definitely like the cool colors, but it's very vibrant, but also it depends, but you seem to have an affinity for the cool colors, it seems.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I, because at first, like I've always been obsessed with pastel colors, and then gear
Yeah.
makers were like, like I got like this blue, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I tried it, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Like I can really go into doing some more like bolder colors. Like I think my Galaxy gear, it has like some orange in it, and I was like, well, I don't know about orange. But then when like I tried it on, I was like, oh. So really, it's like. It's all of like the cool colors, and like you said it best, like all like the galactic and the like the spark, like you said it better than I did. That's perfect.
Yeah, so there's nothing just like your graphic design, you're going to experiment like because it's you're designing something, it's just ring gear, it's fabric rather than, like a on your tablet, but it kind of goes to that same scope. But I'm glad you brought this up because one thing I have noticed in your own t-shirt designs and obviously your in-ring presentation, and also I believe one of your moves is named after this, the image of the butterfly. I'm so curious to know if the butterfly symbolizes something specific to you, what does this butterfly mean to you?
Oh, I can't really like. Oh, the butterfly, it happened just like a couple of years ago. It was definitely like after the last time we spoke, and it
Yeah.
just kind of came from. I'm not too good when it comes to like explaining like symbolism and everything, but
It's okay.
the more I kept seeing like a butterfly like more everywhere that I go, and I kept seeing like quotes about it, like the butterfly represents like change, the
And
butterfly, like
metamorphosis, yeah.
exactly. Yeah. And I kind of felt like that described who I was at the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm seeing butterflies like everywhere in my life, and I really love this meaning behind it. I feel like it's a sign, And on top of that, butterflies are like super cute. So it kind of just like naturally like worked its way into everything. Like without even realizing it, I was putting a butterfly on a shirt. I was like, oh, that's cute. It's kind of just like in the back of my mind all the time. And it just kind of like it shows like in my gear and in my shirts and everything.
Yeah, you got the butterfly. I think they're stickers, unless you draw them on really well to where they look like real life. Yeah, that you put around your eyes too. And obviously, I believe one of your moves is the butterfly effect.
Yes.
And then so yeah, it is a sign of change and kind of metamorphosis and growing. But like we kind of touched on it, your ring gear in that department, you've got this lively and colorful kind of galactic kind of fairy-esque, which may be drawn from one of your favorite wrestlers, Candice LeRae. She's kind of the poison pixie. What would you say are your general sources of inspiration when you're envisioning your ring gear specifically? What does that process look like for you?
You're definitely right. Definitely Candace. Like before I even started wrestling, I was already saving pictures of Candace, be like, I like this gear. I like this gear.
Yeah.
Cause I loved how she always like her patterns, it would be like cupcakes or like her patterns are always super cute. And I'm like, you know what? Like I love that. I love like she was at least for me, the first wrestler that I saw bringing like really cute things like to
Yeah.
gear. And when When it came to the tassels, like the first thing I thought of was like, Bailey. I always had my Bailey bands on.
Yeah.
But then whenever I started like getting into it more, I started like, I knew I wanted tassels on my gear. I wanted the Bailey. And I was like, okay, who does that? And that's when I found out about Joshi wrestling. And I was
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh, I gotta step my game up. Like, this is amazing. So I like the main reason like I got into Joshi wrestling in the first place was just trying to find gear. And then like I fell in love with the wrestling too. And so that's where I got mostly like all of my inspiration for my gear is just like descending, like just finding like these wrestlers and being like, you know what, like descending, just take a screenshot, be like, I want that.
And then, making your own specific twist on it and adding in those little details like the butterfly and the sparkles and all of that. But yeah, I definitely can see a little bit of Candice LeRae in the pixie kind of fairy department, with you've got a lot of light pink. Your gear is just beautiful, like whatever it is, whether it's galaxy or sparkles or kind of pixie-esque. It's very well put together too, and I can definitely see some Joshi in there, which we'll talk about your trip to Japan in a little bit. But when it comes to your overall character development, Mia Friday is this overall very bubbly, vibrant, positive being. Talk to us about the process of developing yourself in that aspect, because I feel like, especially so young, you have a pretty good handle on who Mia Friday is. You've stayed very consistent in that. Tell us about who Mia Friday is as a character and kind of the process of developing your identity wise.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, you said it best. Like the main idea behind like Mia Friday is just she's like happy to be here, but with like a little bit of a charismatic twist on it. Like a happy to be here, but without the let's go. If that makes sense. She's very happy and like she's pumped. She comes out excited, and when the bell rings though, like she's like a. Not saying like her demeanor goes like completely serious, but she has more of like that confident smirk, And when it comes to like evolving my character, like it's like as of recently, like being a senior, and like growing up like with your character, it gets a little hard at times because like you know me, like I want to be a rock star, I want to be a designer, like and sometimes like sometimes I'm ready to. Sometimes, like there's just some days when I come to the ring, you won't see like the smiles. Just more of like a, like what's up? I'm here Friday, and just it's kind of like more recently, it's been trial and error of like, okay, where am I gonna take this character now that I'm like getting older? And but the main thing that always stays the same is like the smile and just the like you said, all of the butterflies and the magic that comes with it.
Well, yeah, the beautiful thing is that at least right now on the indies, you have a lot of creative control over how you want to present yourself, and part of that butterfly is that metamorphosis. So being open to maybe we get a more aggressive Mia Friday down the line. That door is open for that, and being open to that, I think, is a sign of growth and maturity, and also coming with age too. You're still only 18 years old. You're still very youthful and kind of in that happy to be here, but also you're not 13 anymore, so you got a little bit of an extra edge to you right now. And like we said, you started training at the age of 13. You are now 18, so it's been 5 years. How do you think that you've grown as a person and as a competitor during your time in the sport so far?
Oof, it's definitely like somehow I feel like it's more mental than everything. Like obviously I've grown as a wrestler, like I've cleaned up everything. I'm just working on who I am as a wrestler, but like more than anything, I've gotten past so many mountains when it comes to wrestling. Just like starting off as like a young woman in the business, there's so many things that like mentally you don't know if you're able to like get through. It just there's so
Yeah.
many different like things to overcome. And I feel like if there's anything, like the biggest takeaway out of everything in my wrestling career is like I think I'm ready to be in this business. This business chews out so many like young women, and I think I've definitely grown just mentally. No, I'm ready to take on anything.
You're also growing as a person too, as a young lady herself. I'm so curious, starting at such a young age, Did you feel a pressure at all to kind of mature faster, being assuming you're being surrounded by, all these older and maybe more established wrestlers?
Yes, and that was something that like always confused me. Like I was so quick to like want to grow up, and then I realized like oh my goodness, I'm letting like all of like my childhood like pass me by, you know? It was this weird thing of like, you know, I want to be respected, but at the same time,
Right.
like why can't I just be a teenager and live my life? And that was like another thing that like I had learned to overcome, like how to balance both. And like I'm thankfully like now I'm here today where like I'm respected in the locker room, and at the same time I can still like go be a teenager and go do what I like do my thing.
Obviously, like we said, this growth for you is very apparent. You can see it in your work, and even just speaking with you, you can see that you've matured. And this growth also earned you a spot on the 2023 PWI Women's 250 list, where you ranked at number 229. Congratulations. That's
Thank
a
you.
huge sign and a huge kind of validation for your progress. Tell us about your initial reaction to finding this out, and also what this honor maybe meant to you.
Oh, I wasn't even going to check when everybody was posting like, oh my goodness, thank you, PWI. I'm like, oh my goodness, good for them. Like I didn't even think for a second, like, oh, I could possibly be on that list. And then my dad was like, you know, hey, like I bought it, you're in here. I was like, no. Because to be on that list, I like at first I didn't believe it, you know? And then like to just read what like they wrote and everything, and maybe it kind of put into perspective like oh my gosh, like people are watching, you know? Like in my mind, like I'm thinking about, you know, school, my business. I'm just thinking about getting better. I didn't even realize like wow, I actually am like advancing in my career. You know, I'm always so just like worried about what's going on right now. Sometimes like I can't like it's hard for me to think about like how much I've progressed, and just that like be on that list, it kind of like it really helped me to take a step back and be like, you know what? Like, I'm getting so stressed out about so many things. I'm always worried about if I'm enough. And I feel like just this spot right here, this little like thing they wrote for me, like, I think I'm enough. I'm in here with like a pretty great list. So it was exactly what I needed at that time.
It, like we said, validation. And we'll talk about one of the things that was mentioned in that little blurb, which we kind of alluded to earlier. You received the opportunity to train and wrestle in Japan with Ice Ribbon for a few weeks last year. I believe this trip also marked your official Japan debut, question mark?
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us about some of your takeaways from this experience from a wrestling standpoint.
Oof. I meant a big takeaway because whenever I got back, everybody was like, oh my God, what'd you learn? What'd you learn? And I was like, they made sure it's a universal thing that you know your basics. Because I've always like the school that I train at in Bryan, they're always so strict about basics. And everybody was like, you know, like I bet Japan's like the complete opposite. I'm like, no, basics are pretty important because before we could learn anything else, we had to make sure that our basics were right, and we had to drill that over and over again. And just the main that was my biggest takeaway from being in Japan. I got to like clean up my basics. I got to learn a couple of new moves, and it really was, if anything, it was just more motivation because I was there for about 2.5 weeks, so like just enough to like learn a whole bunch, but to still want more, you know? So whenever I got back, it was kind of like, for me, it was like go, 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 like the most like I've ever worked, just because like, you know, like I want to get back there. I want to keep like being able to travel the world and learn all these new things.
Yeah, you know, as a at that point, a 17-year-old traveling basically across the other side of the world, in new territory, obviously language is another barrier. Obviously you said you learned a lot wrestling wise. I'm curious, in kind of a new environment like that, did you learn anything about yourself, maybe?
Oh, I learned about what my body can take. It's not like what everybody was saying, like, you know, oh, they're gonna beat you up real bad. They didn't they weren't like it wasn't abusive or anything, but like if you're like, you know, like dead on the floor, like I can't do it anymore, like normally at my school, they'll be like, okay, take a break. Here they're like, well, get up. And so it was the I never had anybody push me like that, really. So I learned more about like perseverance, really. My body was so sore every day that I woke up. You know, it was the most that like I've ever been through. And I just like at the end of it all, I was so grateful that like I was able to do it. Like, you never realize what you're capable of until you actually do it.
You did have some time, luckily, probably maybe even while sore, to explore some scenes out in Japan as well. I saw some of your photos on Instagram. What aspects within the Japan culture or food particularly stood out to you during your time?
See, look, I've always loved Asian food because my mom says it's natural because my dad's half Filipino. So it's supposed to be in
Yeah.
me. I just think it tastes good. So that whole time, like my parents personally, they were struggling. All they wanted was KFC, they were looking for the Burger King. I wanted to go to all
There.
like the small
Yeah.
I wanted to go to all of the tiny restaurants, I wanted to see it all. And like I just I it We got to go to Tokyo, and I think that was because we stayed in Morabi, but we took a train to Tokyo one day, and that was like our one day that we had for like sightseeing and everything.
Yeah.
And the main thing I didn't realize, like wrestling is way more popular than what I thought. Like everybody's, like, oh, wrestling's big in Japan. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then I get there, and I've never seen like wrestlers on billboards in like the center of Tokyo. Like I've never seen just wrestling like on every corner you turn. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Because like growing up like wrestling fans, like sometimes you wonder, like you get what I mean. And just
Yeah.
to like get off the train and see that like it's such a popular and like widely accepted thing, I'm like, oh, I'm home. It was great.
Yeah, it, like you said, a widely accepted thing. I was a closeted fan for the
You
longest time, especially in high school. It's
mean
great. It's great that you're getting to live out what I wish I could in high school and be, well, you are a wrestler, so you kind of have no choice but to be open about it. But that is awesome. Obviously, kind of fast forwarding though to the beginning of 2024, you had another exciting opportunity to again wrestle one of your inspirations, but this time you had the added bonus of defending your interim Raw Diamonds Division Championship against her. Of course, I'm talking about Roxanne Perez. Roxy, you've wrestled her before, but this match had an extra significance, I feel. So tell us about your experience with this and the emotions surrounding this specific match.
Oh, I, man, like as soon as that match announced, I think I found out about it in like October or November. And from that point to when I wrestled her in January, just the most stressful like time of my life. Like, because when it that a lot of people were telling me, they're like, that never happens. She's under contract. Like, that's such a big opportunity, and
Yeah.
like I was getting like the local news interviewed me,
I saw that, yeah.
Yes, and everybody was making such a big deal out of it. And I've been under like a lot of pressure before, but this kind of pressure felt like it felt personal, Like when I had that match, I wanted to be really proud of it because I knew there were going to be so many eyes on me. So definitely like leading up to that, I put so much pressure on myself thinking oh, I gotta fix this, I gotta fix this, like thinking that I needed to like change a whole bunch before that match. And then like whenever I got there, and I met her and we started talking, like all that stress just kind of like went away a little bit. It kind of felt like seeing like a longtime friend, like I felt
Yeah.
like I didn't feel that kind of nervousness anymore. I kind of just felt that comfort, and like she helped me out and like she made things like so easy, and it was just like we had a great time. And it was like I was proud of it. Like I put so much pressure on myself, and then like on the actual day of the show, it was just all magic. And I was it was just It was so amazing, and I was so grateful that it happened.
Like we said, yeah, kind of a full circle. There's that familiarity there. Obviously, different points in your careers now, but also kind of parallel in a little bit to how Roxanne came up. You're kind of a couple years behind, but you've had pretty similar paths thus far, starting training at 13. And obviously, that's one of the reasons why you look up to her, but you've also said that she's helped you out tremendously. So tell us how she has specifically helped and influenced you thus far.
Oh, yeah, just from the moment I met her, I was like, I think I was like 13 or 14,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And I like from that point, like she immediately gave me her number, and she was like, I'm here for you. And like at my wrestling school, like I don't have any I don't think there's anybody else like in the state of Texas that I could relate to me, starting at
Yeah.
13. And she knew everything. She was always that person that I could text to about like any little thing, like whether like big or small. I had someone who's been there. And like with my position, there's so many things you go through, and there's not really anyone that can really relate to it. So she was just, I was so grateful to have her, and she did so much of just helping me open up and find who I was. And like you said, I just think we've like our paths have been so similar that it just like it just clicked, and she was able to help me out.
That, in kind of in that same spirit, by the time this airs, International Women's Day will be just a few days away. It'll be Women's History Month. So, in that spirit of that holiday, can you tell us about some of the other women in wrestling who've inspired or empowered you and how they've influenced you?
Ooh, does it have to be people that I met? Or
Not necessarily.
Well, I gotta just, man, I gotta say Mercedes Moné. I have to say it, Even now, like, she still inspires me. I just love how she keeps reinventing herself. 'Cause sometimes, like, in my stage of my life, I always feel like I feel lost sometimes, and she always reinvents herself, and she's just, it's, she's like, she's magic. Every time I watch her in the ring, she is just like, I have such like a focused look in my eyes, because I just, she really is just an inspiration to me. Still to this day, Bailey. Same thing with like Mercedes. Just keep on reinventing yourself and like still finding success. And like right now, that really speaks to me. And I mean, like, I'm sure I probably even said this in the last time we interviewed, but those two, like those will still, like, to this day, have been such like a big influence for me.
And you recently, again, last summer, had an opportunity to kind of interact with one of their former colleagues, wrestling veteran Alicia Fox, Vix Crow. I saw the video of you guys on Instagram at one of Reality of Wrestling summer shows. I'm curious, were you able to gather any advice or words of wisdom from her? Tell us about that interaction with her.
Oh, she was so sweet. Like me and all the girls, we were all like lined up, like so nervous when she first walked in, and then like it
She's
immediately
the
went away.
sweetest, like legit. I've met her. She's kind of like you, very bubbly and just very approachable.
Right. She's amazing. Yeah, we were just blown away at how sweet she was. And she was just, like, she was just being a locker room mom, just giving us like advice in general, like making it into business and everything. And she was just so helpful. Like, I never would have thought that, like, she was like, I need to get a picture with you. I was like, with me? With me? And so, and she was like, it was so great to be around her, and to like she was just like another like a wrestler that I grew up watching, and then to share a locker room with her, like, it was big motivation for me. I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, I gotta keep going. Like, I can see something happening one day.
Two more questions for you. Kind of you've talked about you've learned from Bailey, from Sasha, from Japan, from Roxanne. Throughout your career, you've obviously been around a lot of veterans. Throughout your career thus far, has there been like a certain piece of advice or words of wisdom that have really stuck with you, and who did they come from?
Ooh, this is like the first one that came to my mind. It was, I wrestled Ivelisse back in December, and that was a match that I was just super nervous for, because I already knew I was gonna like wrestle Roxanne like the following month, so it was just a lot of stress like already in me. And she just taught me to just like breathe, and it's really simple, but like no one's ever told me that, to just like to breathe in and out right before I go out. And I realized like it would show, like when I walk out, I look all nervous. Like, I look
Your
like I need to,
adrenaline's
like,
pumping too, yeah.
right. And so, like, she just, like, she held me. She told me to just breathe. And for some reason, that's always stuck with me. Every time, like, my heart starts beating real fast like that before a match, I just think, like, oh, I can just breathe.
Yeah, it's so hard, especially in that moment where you're focused on so many other things, I imagine, and also you're like taking in the energy of the crowd and your music, knowing you're about to go out there. So I feel like that's a good conscious thing to remind yourself and kind of get into the routine of. But it seems you've gotten that down, which is great to hear. And final question, as you're now looking towards the future, it's going to be coming up, 5 years in this business now, which is crazy. Time goes by so fast. As you're looking towards the future, what are some of your personal and professional goals for the next year or so?
Ooh, for the next year, with how crazy everything senior year is, I'm just trying to graduate, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah, it's and then like in the fall I'll be moving into my college dorm. I'll be training full time at Reality of Wrestling. So right now I'm really focused on just getting situated and like it's a big like adjustment in my life and I haven't really thought about it. I've been so worried about like everything wrestling, everything that like I'm just like, all of my passions and everything and now it's time for me to be an adult. So it's a really weird like change in my life, but like definitely it's just learning how to live on my own and do my own thing while at the same time like I still want to keep on being the best that I can be, I don't see it as like a time to slow down. I see it as a time where like, you know what? Like I don't have anyone to blame. Like I can't blame my parents. I can't blame high school. Whenever I move in, like it's up to me.
It is also creating that balance, though. I completely understand your ambition and stuff, though, but just don't let yourself get burnt out, Mia. Take that time to breathe, as Ivelisse would say. Mia, before we let you go, can you please share where the listeners can find you online?
Oh yes, you can find me online at It's Mia Friday. That's Instagram, Facebook, and X. And I have a pro wrestling tees store. And also, I just released my new Wrestle Buddies, so you can message me on social media, and I can get one of those shipped out to you.
It's adorable. Can you show us it for a second, like up close,
Yeah.
if that's possible? It's beautiful. You got that galaxy gear going on there. I see you.
Thank you.
And oh, she got, are those the tassels too?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mia, thank you so much for chatting with me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure again.
You so much for having me.